This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really mean it. You need to get involved. You need to get engaged. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me. You know, some of you hang in for all 3 hours. I mean, seriously. What, do you got nothing to do? No, I'm just kidding. Really do appreciate the time you spend with me. You know, and I say, but I mean it with all sincerity, you must have high IQs to hang in. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. You know, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. You know, a lot to get involved with. We have polls, we have stories. You can let people know what you think about the story. But most of all, give me your email address, because I want to send you out an email so that you can, you know who's coming on. The topic's going to be discussing, right? You check out the sponsors. It's good to have sponsors. I know some of you hate commercials, which is fine. So do me a favor. Hit the lottery. Send me some money. We're cool. It really is that easy. It's not brain surgery, people. So I know some people were very confused when we sent out our topic, right? Thank God for the FBI. But seriously, remember I keep saying on the show, I've never said the FBI is just bad. Never. But what I have said is, you know, the people at the top, many of them, not all of them, all right, a lot of them, I'll even just say a lot of them, are corrupt. They get corrupt with this power. But the FBI arrested 5 New Mexican compound suspects days after multiple charges were dropped. So took it out of the hands of the state, and now the Fed stepped in. So the FBI announced Friday that it had arrested all 5 New Mexican compound suspects days after multiple charges were dropped. The suspects are now being charged with violating federal firearms conspiracy laws. The announcement comes after the local prosecutors dropped the charges in the death of a 3-year-old boy. Which is just sickening. Any way you look at it, it is sickening. So the Taos County District Attorney, Donald Gallegos, said Friday his office would now seek grand jury indictments involving the death, which is the way to do it. See, if you go through the grand jury, it's tough. Well, it's easy to get an indictment for them, but it's tougher to fight it on the other side. The defendants, Janie Lavelle, and a Haitian national legally present here in the United States, an illegal alien. How's that? Well, just say it. Come on, everybody together. Not a Haitian national illegally present, an illegal alien. Really, it's even less words. Siraj Wahaj, 40, and then Herja Wahaj, 37. Another Wahaj, 35, Lucas Morton, 40. They're all charged in criminal complaint that was filed earlier in the U.S. District Court. Now, the criminal complaint charges that Janie Lavelle is being an alien unlawfully in possession of firearms and ammunition in the District of New Mexico. The Bureau said that the criminal complaint charged that the other 4 defendants with aiding and abetting in committing the offense. Hey, look, they got Al Capone on tax evasion. You know what I'm saying? You want to be sneaky? They'll find a way to make it happen. District Judge Emilio Chavez on Wednesday dismissed charges against Lucas Morton, and the other ones. Because the authorities, the prosecutors, violated the 10-day rule. Child abuse charges against them were dropped because prosecutors missed the 10-day limit for evidentiary hearing to establish probable cause. I mean, again, this is one of those times that the FBI was able to jump up, take over, jump in, and do the right thing and help out. They didn't have to. The locals should have had control. They should have had it handled. But it didn't look like it. Siraj Wahaj was allegedly training children to commit school shootings, and that's according to prosecutors, who later alleged that the juveniles were taught how to use firearms, as well as tactical techniques in order to kill teachers, law enforcement, and other institutions they found corrupt. Now, I know some of you had heartburn with this. I saw what was being said on Facebook. I saw what was being said all over the place. But, you know, guys, I don't agree with it. I want him to go to jail. I want him to do time. There's a lot of stuff I'd like to see happen. But you either want to follow the law or you don't want to follow the law. How's that? I mean, seriously, we want these people to do their jobs, do them right. If you follow the law, then we don't have these issues. We don't have people running loose or, you know, getting off on these charges. So, again, I want to follow the law. I want to nail them the right way. I don't want to have to skirt the law to make it happen. Otherwise, we're no different than those guys that you all get crazy about. Right? Comey and the rest of them. Anyway. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always, 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 always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending. It's already starting here in California. Now, I did that story the other night about how the there'll be no more bail. I mean, seriously, over half in California, Governor Brown just signed a law that basically wipes out bail for about 60% of the people. I mean, unless you're in for murder or rape or that kind of thing, you'll be able to wipe bail. You'll just be able to sign for yourself. Do you know how many bail bondsmen that puts out of business? And it's not just bail bondsmen. They have other people. Remember, they have accounting departments, right? They have a private investigator. They have all kinds of people that work with and for them. And you're going to see dozens of these businesses now have to close over something. I'm sorry, it doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Just to the real side, when we come back, I hope, we'll have Ann Coulter in the line with us. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back
or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
They caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I know some people just went, oh. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, we'll get her on here. We're having a little technical difficulties. We're having problems connecting. So, I got plenty we could talk about in the meantime. You know, I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, when you talk about some of these stories that we get, some of the, like on Friday nights, I love talking about the crazy college stuff that's going on. The stuff that's going on college campuses all across the country. And some of you used to tell me you thought I was making this stuff up. You really thought that you know, I was embellishing, which is the same thing as lying. Some of you can say, no, it's not lying. No, really, seriously. So when you start perusing, and one of the best places to get this information is you go to places like campusreform.org, all right? And you look at them, because they've got people on campuses all across the country. And they come up with these stories, or they're real, I shouldn't call them stories. They come up with these reports of things going on these campuses. You've got to scratch your head and go, really? How is this happening? I also love when we're vindicated. When I say we're our people, us-ins, we-ins, when we're vindicated. And I don't know if you remember a while back, I did a story about a school district in Texas whose cheerleaders had a scripture up. Yeah, I'm not a big sports guy, but I do remember this. You know, the kids, when they come out on the field, the football players, they push through the signs, right? Those paper signs, whatever, the football players come out and everybody cheers, it gets all happy and everything. Well, the cheerleaders put up a sign that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, right, with Philippians 4:13 on it. And the school district or somebody complained that they shouldn't be allowed to do that because it's now probably one of those, freedom from religion freaks. And, you know, shouldn't be allowed to do that. You have a separation of church and state, blah, blah, you know, the same stuff that they dribble after they have a few drinks. And it's too hard, Todd Stearns has updated this on his website. He says, it's too hard and fast rules in life. Don't mess with Texas. And don't mess with Texas cheerleaders. The Counts Independent School District learned that lesson, and they learned it the hard way. You know, when you tell parents that their kids can't do something, I don't care what it is, at some of these public schools, you're asking for a fight. So the Texas Supreme Court on Friday refused to hear the school district's appeal of a case involving Bible verses written on the run-through banners, all but ending a more than five-year legal battle that garnered support from the U.S. Senator Ted Cruz and John Cornyn. Now, our clients are relieved that the Texas Supreme Court has brought an end to the school district's scorched-earth litigation tactics. That's right. First Liberty Institute's Hiram Sasser told the Todd Starnes radio show that the First Liberty Institute was one of the nation's most prominent religious liberty law firms. It took on the case back in 2012. Who was president in 2012? I'm trying to flush that from my head. Along with co-counsel David Starnes, no relation to Todd, and Gibson Dunn and a few others. As the football season kicked off across Texas, it's good to be reminded that these cheerleaders have a right to religious speech on their run-through band. They have a right to religious speech on campus. That's what people keep forgetting. This is not the school district sanctioning or saying, yeah, we're with you, which, not a bad thing, but whatever. Right? This is the school district saying, you kids are allowed to say, and some of you will find it distasteful, they can put up a sign that says, I hate God. Because free speech is free speech. We talked about this earlier with the law. Either you adhere to the law or you don't adhere to the law. Your choice. And again, some of you called about that statue, the satanic statue that was on the grounds of the school. Oh, we can't have them. Well, look, if you want the Ten Commandments on there, if you want freedom of speech, then you get the satanic statue. I don't want it. I think it's scary. I know it's only stone. That's not what I mean by it. It's scary. It's ugly. It represents all the evil that there is. But if you want freedom of speech, that's what you get. And if you Christian parents, it would step up earlier. We're so reactionary. That's one of our problems. Where we wait for the proverbial crap to hit the fan, and then all of a sudden you're up in arms. You know, as a school board member myself, we could be working on something. I could be asking people to help me for 8 or 9 months, and they don't show up. And then everything goes sideways. Go, look, what did we elect you for? Well, you elected me to represent you. However, it would be nice if you showed up once in a while. And it's the same thing that goes on from school district to school district. You want safe schools. You want schools that have true equality, not perceived equality. You want that? then you need to get off your duff and you go down to those school board meetings. I know we're all working. We're all chasing the proverbial dollar. I mean, the almighty dollar. We're all trying to make ends meet. Well, maybe there's something you need to give up. I don't know what it is, but just maybe. You know what I'm saying? It infuriates me when people call me in a carpet for doing something or not letting them know, and I have been trying to. And I'm not the only guy. I'm not the only conservative Christian that's been elected to a school board across this country that asked for help. But if you guys really want things to change, just like, how did you get Trump? You didn't get Trump because you sat at home, or you Christians, you got on your knees, you got off your knees, and you went down to the polling place, and you did, I don't know, you made sure there was no hanging chads, you made sure your Inca dot went all the way through, you made sure that your absentee ballot got to where it was supposed to go. That's how he got elected. That's how, you know, evangelicals came out in 2016 like they never have before. Well, they haven't in years. I'll put it that way. In decades. I'm not going to do a Trumpism here. But you know what I'm saying, right? Because you saw what was going to happen. You heard possibly what might happen. And I got a clip I'll play next week because I need to fix it and rework it a little bit. Where Trump was at a meeting recently. And he was in a meeting with evangelicals, and after the press left, or actually were told to leave, and there was conversation going on, one of the things that was very, very obvious is that the pastors were working out of fear. Nobody stepped up, or very few stepped up out of all the pastors in the room to say, we have to support this guy. And not because, and frankly, even some of the pastors, look, he may not be a born-again Christian. He may not be one of ours, but he's protecting us. And if he's protecting us, we need to support him. But nobody would say anything one way or the other. I'm Joe Bettini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Trump spoke at a rally in North Carolina for Republican House candidate Mark Meadows, as well as Mark Harris and Ted Budd. The president said Meadows was for border control, much like he is, calling gang members animals, no matter who it offends.
They're evil. They like knives better than guns because it's a much more painful death. And then when I said they're animals, Nancy Pelosi went crazy. She said, how dare he talks about human beings that way? I mean, can you believe this? So you have to be very politically correct. We have to be very nice. We have to help them.
Also, while in Charlotte, the president signed an executive order providing retirement security to small business employees.
Retirement savings plans will now be available to more Americans than ever before.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And you know what? Be part of the conversation. There's a lot happening, a lot going on. But frankly, I mean, I pick up what you guys are saying sometimes in the chat room. I pick up what's going on and what direction you're heading in. Sometimes you pick up something that gives us that I don't. I don't always have the best seat in the house. Sometimes you do. Anyway, again, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. We were hoping to have Ann Coulter on with us, but it looks like we got a little bit of a glitch. And if we do it, we do it. If we don't, hey, there's always next week. Anyhow, we were talking about the cheerleaders in Texas, and one of those freedom for religion freaks really went on their minds and said that the girls do not have a right to freedom of speech, but it includes religion. Apparently, it was part of the Constitution that I would never read. Says, you know, you can say anything you want to say, well, except when it comes to religion. So it really is interesting in watching these people, again, still going crazy over this. The cheerleaders have a right to do this. And it's about time, I mean, really, seriously. I mean, we're talking about Texas here. If we can keep a hold on it, and you know what I mean by we, right? I mean, it'll stay strong. The school district had no comment about the ruling or about the Supreme Court not willing to take it on. One said that this is a total victory that protects the religious liberty of students everywhere. That's according to attorney Alyssa Ho. Now, she's the lead appellate counselor. She said this decision by the Supreme Court of Texas should be. Notice, don't say should be, because then you tee them off and they go after it some other way. Should be the final word on this issue for students and schools across Texas. One question that remains unanswered, though, is why did the school district spend thousands of dollars in taxpayer money to try to stop the cheerleaders from an expression of their constitutional rights? You know, this just shows you how much ignorance runs in some of the administrative staff at education levels. I can't tell you how many times I have heard and hear we can't do Jesus songs at Christmas because you have to have a separation of church and state. Then what do you call it Christmas for? Why do you have Christmas Day off? You know, for those, I always say this, and I know we're far away from Christmas, But one of the things I always say, here's the deal. Then why do you get a two and a half, what is it, you get 2.5 times your pay on Christmas Day because it's a holiday. And it's a special, if you don't think it's a holiday, and you work it anyhow, why not work it as a regular day? There's nothing special in it for you. Speaking of, like, freaky, weird things, did anybody see, and I'm not saying this is about Aretha Franklin, but did anybody see the Aretha Franklin funeral today? I don't even know if you want to call it a funeral. It was a celebration of life to the point of death. This thing went on for 9 hours, plus or minus. And you saw every singer and his brother getting up there. Every entertainer, and I realized that she had a lot of effect on these people. I thought she was a great singer. I loved her music. But, I mean, seriously, have you heard Corey Duncan commented on the other night? They changed her clothes 3 times today. We've let the poor woman rest in peace. But the beauty was 2 things. What was Farrakhan doing there? I mean, she was a loving lady, right? She was for the good of the people. And Farrakhan was there, which is just interesting. And he wasn't just there. He wasn't sitting a couple of rows back. He was right up there on stage up front, right next to Al Sharpton. And Al, oh my God, Al Sharpton, just great watching him up there on stage. Getting into the music, you know, swaying along with everybody else, singing at the top of his lungs. And then this group came up. I guess, what would they used to be called 100 years ago? Destiny's Child, right? Was that the one with Beyonce and those people in them? Yeah. So they came up and sang. And one of the singers had a really short skirt on. And for some odd reason, they felt like they should put her right in front of the greasy trio. Jackson, Clinton, and Sharpton. And I got to tell you something. It was more entertaining watching Billy Bob Clinton's face than it was watching the singer. If this wasn't radio and I could put that clip up, it would be hilarious. Because they couldn't stop staring at her backside. And Billy Bob, for the first time, I told Tammy, we were watching something. At one point, I said, look at the screen, look at the screen. And this was just when they were talking. I said, I think Bill Clinton had a stroke. Because he was sitting there, and his glasses were stuck in his hand, and his mouth was stuck open. There wasn't anybody singing. He wasn't staring at anybody. It was just like he was just stuck. And it was just short of the drool coming out of his mouth, I'm sure. So she just looked, and she kind of giggled, too, and that was that. Jackson looked like he was irritated to be there. It's not like you can get up your center stage. It's not like you're going to get up in the middle of the proceedings and walk out of the room, right? That was great. But I got to tell you, when that girl came up there, though, and if there's a lip reader in the house, you got to go get that clip. Because Clinton and Jackson are leaning into each other, and while they're staring at her backside, they're making comments. Now, I don't care. I'm not a dog, but I am sure it had nothing to do with what a great design her dress was. You know what I'm saying? Well, what was that? What that lady used to say? Can we talk here? And Sharpton, not that he was right along with them, but he was pretty darn close. And then the other guy—I don't know the bishop's name. There's a bishop at the end of the row, and he must have been praying in tongues because he was kind of covering his face. And he was all over the place. He didn't know what to do to cover the big smile on his face. So again, and one female commentator said, well, come on, give them a break. Men are men. Are we serious? Didn't we just go through this whole Me Too stuff? Aren't we always beat up about how we treat women, how we talk about women? But why? Oh, I know why. They got a pass because Jackson, Clinton, and Sharpton are Democrats. And they're beloved in the party. I really, 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 Hillary was not near Billy Bob when this was going on. Because it would have been such entertainment to watch her hit him with something. Anything, I don't care. I don't want to do major damage. Hit him with a purse. Hit him with a shoe or something. That would have been great. But it was just, it was, it was quite interesting. And then flicking through the stations because I couldn't handle that anymore. Oh, okay. Well, what do I know, right? No, it wasn't. All right, for clarity, the singer wasn't Beyonce they were staring at. What's this lady's name? Ariana Grande? Mm-hmm. There you go. Does it, no. But anyway, it was definitely entertainment at a funeral. And then I don't know if you guys heard, there's a new movie coming out about Neil Armstrong. And in one of the scenes, I hope this infuriates you. In one of the scenes, Neil is on the moon planting the flag. And they had decided to cut out the flag scene. Because the movie makers in Hollywood have decided that the making it to the moon and back was a human accomplishment, not an American accomplishment. And to show you what a lack of knowledge and how ignorant these jackwagons are, is Russia didn't make it to the moon and they were trying to get there. No other country made it to the moon. This capitalistic, oppressive country of these United States made it to the moon and back again. Right? Do you think that could have been done by a government in a communist or socialist nation? The Russians never made it. They have stolen plans from us, like the Chinese have. A lot of the technology that takes place comes from us. Look, the Chinese are not the inventors you have led to believe that they are. They steal our stuff. They steal our technology. They steal what's ours. You hear what's going back and forth with President Trump right now, trying to make that point. So, again, Neil Armstrong, an American, with American taxpayer dollars, with the American will, John F. Kennedy said we should be able to send a man to the moon and back again by the end of the decade. It was American ingenuity. It was American will. Not humanity's will. I'm Joe Bacini, your host. This is The Real Side. We'll be back in a minute.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 Herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
I've never played a harmonica. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you're looking for the man, the myth, the legend, the Broadway, well, soon to be a Broadway star anyway, when he writes his story. Xander Gibb will join us in the next hour. I always appreciate him. You guys will love him when he's on, too. I mean, I always get a kick out of the way he looks at things, in the way he, and we end up at the same place. Sometimes we're not coming at it the exact same way, but definitely, you know, I love this stuff. Because he's got a different viewpoint of things than I do. I'll put it that way, and I mean that with all the love that can be. Because I figure, you know, he kind of understands this. He ran with that group. And, you know, the LGBTQ, now E group. You didn't know there was an E? There's an E now. Yeah, yeah. For ecosexuality. Don't even know what that means. So anyway, we're going to talk about that in the next hour, along with, you know, issues of the day and today's today's funeral. And again, for those of you who may be upset, I'm not making fun of Aretha Franklin. I'm really not. When you look at the fact that, you know, when you have a loved one, an uncle, a mother, or whatever, I mean, can you imagine being a nine-hour funeral? Seriously, I can't. You want to do a celebration of life? Celebrate their life while they're alive. How's that? You know what I'm saying? I always get the biggest kick. Being Italian, you know how some of those cultural things go, right? And you look at it while they're alive, that's what you love on them. That's what you bring them the flowers, right? What was it? They had a big pink car procession for her thing because she loved pink Cadillacs. I think Elvis did, too. I think he was a pink Cadillac guy. But, I mean, seriously, honor them while they're here. Not much they can do with it when they're gone. That's an article, story for another day. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The snake oil dealer, known as Al Gore, came out of the woodwork again today. Earlier this week, to tell Trump to resign. He needs to resign. He just needs to go away. This comes from the loser, right? This comes from the guy that has to be able to make a... You know, in the Old Testament of the Bible, when prophets made predictions that didn't come true, it was rock-throwing time. I'm just saying. So former Vice President Al Gore on Wednesday reiterated his call that President Trump should resign. My only message would be resign, Gore said. An environmental activist... How about... We have to come up with a different name for him. It can't be environmental activist, right? Let's call him, how about we call him an environmental shyster? What do we think? You like that? The environmental shyster known as Al Gore. That's right. I mean, seriously. I tell this story because it's personal and that way there nobody else gets mad at me. But I'll never forget what my stepfather caught me. And if my mother's listening, you know this is true. But we lived in a house that had one of those garage doors that had glass in it, right? If you live on the East Coast, you know what I'm talking about. And I used to say I'd take the dog out every night and brush the dog. And I'd brush the dog in the garage, not in a little porchway. The reason I went in the garage is because that's where I had my cigarettes hidden. So I'd be out in the garage and be brushing the dog and I'd have my cigarette. And then I'd go back in the house because I was stupid enough not to be able to smell the smoke on me, right? So, I didn't think anybody else could either, because, you know, I did have one of those dentine gums things. I'm sure they took all the smell away. So, yes, I was that stupid. That's what you're laughing about. I know it is. So, one night, my stepfather's looking through the window, and he's tapping on the glass with a big smile on his face while I'm taking this big hit off the cigarette. And he's looking at me, smiling. Because my mother never said anything about me smoking, and, you know, they had gone back and forth about me smoking, not smoking, whatever. But the hypocrite, as he was sitting there telling me that I shouldn't be smoking and why it was bad for me, had nicotine-stained fingers, had a cigarette sitting in his hand while he was yelling at me, telling me to stop smoking. Now, most of you, even those on the left, are sitting there going, what a hypocrite. You can't do that. You should do that to kids. Well, why aren't you calling Al Gore a hypocrite? The man flies one of the worst jets you could possibly fly for fuel efficiency, for air pollution, and everything else. Right? You've heard the stories over and over and over again. He lives in a house that uses more energy than three of the adjacent counties or something ridiculous like that. So, how do these guys, how do you let these guys get away with this? And then Al Gore, I mean, seriously, so do you realize that not one prediction, not one thing the man has said on climate change, climate warming, climate, whatever they're calling it today, not one of his predictions has come true. And you still give him money, some of you. You still buy his products. You still buy his books. You go to his movies. Right? I mean, if it's a movie maker listening to the show, please, I would love it if you would do a movie called The Real Inconvenient Truth, known as Al Gore. How's that? I want 10% of whatever you make. During an interview, Al Gore, with Fox 11 News in Los Angeles, they were talking about climate change. And, again, somebody asked him what he would say to the president about climate change, not about resigning. He said, I think everyone knows to discount what this current administration is doing and saying. They made the EPA, the CPA, that's the Coal Production Agency, instead of protecting the environment, he said, referring to the Environment Protection Agency, right? So, are you telling me there's no way? Because that's not what I've read. I'm no expert. See, unlike Al, I'll tell you, I'm no expert. I've read articles, I've read bits and pieces. You can mine coal cleanly. You can burn coal cleanly. There are ways to keep the air clean. This is not the pictures you see from the early 1950s, late 1940s, where sludge is being poured into the local rivers and streams, and you see the billowing smoke coming. Look at, go look at the pictures of jet airplanes back in the late 60s. Right? You could find like 300 smokers sitting in the engine there, right? It's just a trail of smoke for miles when those planes would take off. Or be in the air, for that matter. You don't see that today. Because they found a way to burn it cleanly. Do a better job at it. And I always love when I see young people jump on the Al Gore bandwagon. Like, oh, we're going to protect the planet. Well, of course you are. And you know what? Deep, that's a good thing to want to do. Even as a Christian, we don't ignore it. Look at, we don't put the creation above the creator. It's God first. It's humans first. Then it's this other stuff. Anyway, but so I love this. So Gore says, doesn't say anything about all that. He just says, I would tell President Trump to resign. He thinks that Trump's attitude towards climate change sparked an unprecedented wave of pro-climate activists. Oh, so he's thinking, because of the way Trump is acting, he's getting more support. No. It's just that you're selling more of your garbage. You have more teachers, more professors, more, I don't know. You've got more people behind you that are buying into this. Even though the science has been refuted over and over and over and over again. It is not settled science, period. Now, some of you like to challenge me. Well, don't challenge me. I'm not a scientist. I'm not the guy. Be more than happy to bring them on. But every time I bring somebody on that's an expert, I love how the left always says, well, what makes him an expert? Well, I don't know. He's been doing it for 35 years. I don't know. My guess. I don't know. He went on to say, what we're seeing in the United States of America today is the biggest upsurge of activism in favor of the climate that we have ever experienced. And it's a reaction to what President Trump has said. Right? So, it's not a reaction to what President Trump has said. I'm going to go back to what I said before. It's the garbage that you're selling them. It's really that simple. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Quick short story in California. Well, actually, I can't do that quick. I'm going to save it. But, man, when you think about what people are willing to do, right, what legislators. This is happening in California, where the California legislature has two-thirds control. They're like a bunch of boys in a frat house that have no budget. They can spend whatever they want. No limit, I should say. And that's what they're doing. Also, the next hour, when Xander Gibb joins us, we are going to talk about, because I don't get this. I don't even pretend to understand this. But St. Mary's College of Maryland, a Christian university, talking about ecosexuality and queer environmentalism. Can I have chapter and verse, please? Really, because I've read the Bible a few times, haven't found that one. Can't find the word ecosexual or even anything that points to it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. We'll be back in a little bit. I need to go get some fresh air. This is worse than nuts. We'll be back in a few minutes. You'll see you on the real side.